T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Everything good?
Everything's good.
All right. We're doom scrolling?
We're doom scrolling. So at this point in 2022, I feel like if you say I'm going to the pharmacy, there's a pretty good chance you're either going to CVS or Walgreens, right? Those are the big two.
Rite Aid,
depending on where you live, right?
I just know because my mom always says, I'm going to Rite Aid.
I used to go there a lot. But
that's only
when I was a kid,
places,
there was a
right?
ton of them, though. There was a bunch of them.
Well, it used to be like guys' names.
I know.
I grew up like an I would walk to Arnold.
Carl's?
When I ran away from home in like the third grade. Put two teddy bears in my suitcase. Yeah. I went to Arnold's. My dad came and got me at Arnold's.
And they used to sell weird stuff there too. Like at least the small town one that we had, they sold like paintballs and canisters for your paintball gun and BBs and
I
stuff.
Don't know where Arnold's sold, but I remember my dad pulling up in his car and he's like, "So, where you headed, man?
Going to the pharmacy."
Yeah. And he was like, "You know, you can come home if you want." I'm like, "I don't know. We're gonna have to negotiate some terms, sir."
There's a new big name in the pharmacy game. Have you heard about this?
No.
Mark Cuban has launched his pharmacy. I didn't know that he was going to do this. I don't know if this is something he'd been talking about for a while, but I read about it over the weekend this morning. It's everywhere. Mark Cuban launched a pharmacy, and apparently he was inspired when the whole Martin Scorsese thing was going on, the pharma bro who had jacked up the prices.
For the diabetes drug or whatever it was.
Yeah. And we heard a bunch of stories after that. Oh, this happens all the time. A company buys something. The drug's been around forever. A lot of times it's a generic drug. They corner the market on it, say, we'll be the only ones that market or make it, and then we're going to sell it for 5,000 times what it costs or whatever. So Mark Cuban says, all right, there's got to be a better way. He launches this pharmacy. He has, you know, someone that he's put in charge of this pharmacy. It's its own entity, its own company. And they are able to deal directly with the manufacturers of these generic drugs. A lot of them are life-saving drugs. I think the point is that they're supposed to mostly be life-saving drugs. And then across the board, he claims it's just a 15% markup. And when you see the drastic difference in some of these prices, you go, wow, he's still getting a 15% markup, and yet it's this much cheaper than what you would pay without Mark Cuban.
So we discussed putting together a pharmacy specifically for generic drugs, where we go out and we buy them from the same manufacturers that others are buying from, but really keep our costs low and just sell it at a 15% markup.
Okay, so let me give you an example.
Okay,
here.
But so with that, you know, does my insurance company care?
You know
what I'm saying? Is my insurance company like, oh, you should go here now because you're paying less?
And I don't know for generic if you're like, am I just paying out of pocket because it's this cheap? I don't know.
Right.
But, I mean, and this is they're using this one as an example, I'm sure, because it's so dramatic to see. But life-saving leukemia treatment drug, it costs, without Mark Cuban, the retail price is $9,657 per month, 10 grand a month.
Can you imagine?
Well, my dad needed a drug when he was older, and it was $8,000 a month, and they said, this is what you need, and he said, I can't take it. So he just didn't take it. That was it. Just, I'm not going to get that because there's no way.
I can't imagine.
And my mom was like, well, we should try and find a way. My dad's like, hon, there is no way.
There's no, right. I mean,
we financed a house for 1 month.
Right, 800 a month.
That's bad.
That's bad, and maybe, most people couldn't find that. Like, right. I don't know that I could find that, to be honest with you.
Right.
But you could try, but $8,000 a month, there's no try.
No,
it is what it is.
No. Man, this one's basically 10 grand a month retail. So this leukemia drug, $9,000, again, $657 per month. His price, $120 per month.
Wow.
So I get confused about, you know, they have like those, I don't want to say them by name, but you've seen the commercials. Use this app and tell them that you want to use this coupon. Or a lot of times the manufacturer will say,
RX,
hey,
or whatever.
RX, whatever. You should take this drug. Ask your doctor about it. And if your doctor gives it to you, and a lot of times your doctor will be the one who gives you these coupons, but the mail them to you, use these coupons. I've taken several drugs over the year that were mostly for my face, dermatological, is that a word? And it's something that would cost maybe like $350, I recall, one of them being somewhere around there. With the coupon, I could get it for $40. I asked the pharmacist one time, how does this work? Who's paying for this? Because this is my insurance. It's a coupon from the manufacturer. If the manufacturer is saying we're only going to charge this guy that we don't know $47 a month, then why is there a retail? And they're like, the guy said it's really complicated and hard to get into, but it's the same way those GoodRx things kind of work. And he said, with the coupon, sometimes it's as simple as, we want you to start using this drug.
Right, so you need
we'll get you on it and see if you like it. And then said, it's like, oh, you ran out of
first
coupons.
First taste is first. First taste is free. You're
like
not
a drug dealer.
Yes.
Right. Like, let me give you a little taste of what it's like to not have acne, my friend. Mm-hmm. Maybe you will decide it's worth $350 a month.
Right.
So you can read about this in depth, but because they list a bunch
What's
of other drugs.
What's the name of
it? I did see a name for it somewhere. Where does it say? Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drug Company.
Okay.
And which, they got an acronym, MCCPDC. So that's his new drug. So if you find yourself at a doctor and they're like, you're going to need this really important life-saving drug and it's going to cost a lot of money, maybe check with Mark Cuban first.
Unbelievable.
It's sad that we live in a country where that has to happen, but I mean, I'm glad that he's doing it.
Right.
It sounds like it could literally save a lot of people's lives. Let's talk about people
and
trying
make
to,
him more money. Like
right, 15%.
He's not 15%. Like he's making 50%. Everything sold. Nope. Like that's a good deal.
Doesn't sound like he's losing money. He's not saying I'm going to do this at cost.
Right.
He said in that interview 15% markup on everything.
Right.
Wow. Well, that's knowledge worth having. Right, I don't know. Yes. Makes me a little bit angrier wasn't enough already. A woman in Texas was at a Walmart and she goes up to the checkout. And the woman in front of her has a little toddler. Something happens here that I'm guessing most people will never encounter in their lives. But the woman, she says the kid's cute. Well, that's normal, right? Cute kid, whatever. And then she starts saying, do you want to sell the kid? And it's like a white woman, middle-aged white woman, like maybe in the early 50s or something. And you're like, oh, I get it. Ha ha, no, he's not for sale, whatever. That's weird, though, but still, I assume she's trying to be funny. Now you go to the parking lot and she comes out and she's like, listen, I'm serious. I'll give you $500,000 for your baby. Now, I don't have kids. So it's easy for me to say at that price point, I'm selling, but I don't have kids.
We can make another.
I mean, seriously, and they'd have a better life. But you know what? I don't want to get in trouble. I'm just saying I don't have kids. I'm sure once you have them, some hormone kicks in that says 500 grand ain't enough. I mean, how old do you know this kid really, though? It seems like it was pretty young. But anyway, the person is upset.
I mean, it has to be some sort of chemical or, like we say, evolutionary thing that kicks in and says no way.
Right.
Because if you're just looking at like anything else you could make for free, right, you would sell for $500,000, whatever it is.
Yeah, fart in a jar like that lady.
Fingernails or pee, right? Like anything else you could actually make for free, you would sell for $500,000.
And it's all
but
done
we won't
only
do
things.
Our offspring, and maybe that's good.
It's probably
because
good.
We have some sort of evolutionary market thing that's like, oh, I'm not doing that. My kid's worth way more than $500,000.
Well, the cops were called. They came. They saw security footage of this woman. They could see her talking to the woman. It's not clear if they could actually hear anything that she was saying at any point, but they arrested her. She was released on a $50,000 bond.
The woman is in jail after allegedly attempting to purchase a child. Rebecca Taylor of Crockett. A woman has accused Taylor of approaching her at a Walmart and asking how much it would cost to buy her son. This is bizarre. According to the messenger, the woman says she tried to laugh it off, but Taylor insisted, later following her out to the parking lot, offering up to $500,000 for him.
I wonder where she started. Wow. Like, give you 10 grand, 50, 100, 250. Then when you get to 500, you're like, I'm calling the cops because I'm like, what's your next offer?
I'm like, $500,000.
Do you have the money on you?
I wouldn't do it. But, like, I don't know, man.
It's a lot.
You want to live with yourself afterwards, like, what? Because, like, the initial thought of it is $500,000. Boy, that's a good deal. But then, would you be able to see, like, what is she doing to that kid tonight?
Well, yeah, that's
right.
True.
Like,
but I assume she's paying that kind of money. She
yeah,
must
but
really
I don't know.
To
maybe $500,000 of torture. Put her on the internet.
Horrible
like,
thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, no, I can't do that.
I would say let it be on her conscience. And
no, it's my kid. Like,
kidding.
I can't do that.
Kidding.
Like, if I could, can I come over and visit him four times a day, right? Like, I don't know.
You can't do that, too, and then it gets too difficult. Right. It's like when you do that with dogs, it just didn't work. So, finally, the video seen around the world, or at least around the country, over the weekend, of this middle-aged, grown-ass man yelling at teenage girls at a smoothie shop in Connecticut. Now, if you read the fine print, the details of the story, it sounds like he's got a kid with a peanut allergy. He said no peanut butter in the smoothie. Whether or not there was actually peanut butter in the smoothie isn't clear. No one's saying that there was, but there was something in the smoothie he alleges that his son had an allergic reaction to. He comes into the store, starts screaming at these teenage girls who work there. At one point, he throws the smoothie at one of the girls. It hits her. There's smoothie all over. What? He keeps going, starts screaming at the girl, calls her an immigrant. Okay, so now we're getting racist. Then he actually tries to start busting into the employee door. He could have jumped over the counter, which I thought was weird, but he starts trying to bust into that employee door, and they're calling the cops while they hold the door shut. I don't know what he was going to do when he got in there,
right,
but he was angry. And all I could think was, where are you going to get fired from? Turns out he was an advisor for Merrill Lynch, and he is no longer an advisor for Merrill Lynch, and his mugshot is everywhere now. Looks like he just got done crying in that mugshot. It's bizarre to me what compels people. He's 48 years old yelling at these kids.
I have no room to yell at
him. I want to speak to the person who made this drink. Is that you?
No,
well,
it wasn't
we don't know
me.
Who made it, so.
You don't know who made it?
There's four of us here, so we honestly don't know.
You stupid f***ing ignorant high school.
Oh, kid. My
okay,
God.
Bye.
Give it to me right now.
What? I'm calling the police. I'm calling the police.
Ignorant immigrant loser? Is that what he said there?
Oh, man.
Now, his kid, like, had to go to the hospital because he went into shock, but...
Now, there is something, like, if I said, hey, don't put any peanut butter in this, he's allergic to peanuts, and then you gave it to him and he almost died. I'm really angry.
And shocked.
I'm really angry, but I don't go in and hit teenage girls.
Now,
like, I don't know what you do. I'm angry. You call the owner of the shop. I'm sure I'd call the owner of the shop. I'm sure I'd call corporate, right? Mm-hmm. I'd be angry, but... That's not the answer.
And it said his son went to the hospital. Aren't you? Why aren't you at the hospital with your son? How do you still have the smoothie? Maybe the son stabilized, whatever. Yeah. Then he goes back there.
Yeah.
Now I'm ready to talk. And I get it. You're worked up. You were scared to death. You thought you might even
sure.
lose your son. Also, I don't know anyone directly with the peanut allergy, but I know like people who have allergies and they carry the EpiPen. If you use the EpiPen, doesn't that take care of it if you know you've got the allergy? Sounds like he knew he had the allergy because he asked for it. So anyway, you can't yell at teenagers, okay? You can't. And by the way, right. If you do, just know you're going to be videotaped. It's going to be on TikTok. Then it's going to be on Facebook, which means everyone's going to see it. And that's when you're going to lose your job.
Yeah.
So unless you just don't have a job, I guess then you can yell at teenagers. I don't really know.
Yeah, an advisor at Merrill Lynch.
Right. Yeah.
I don't even know what that means, really.
It sounds important.
Right. Like, what are you doing?
The Church of Laszlo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.